Please pray with me a prayer adopted from St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. You may be seated.
The reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 33. Now in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when we come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For to begin with, when we come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and to some extent I believe it. Indeed, there have to be factions among you, for only so will it become clear who among you are genuine. When we come together, it is not really to eat the Lord's Supper, for when the time comes to eat, each of you goes ahead with your own supper, and one goes hungry, and another becomes drunk. What, do you not have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you show contempt for the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What should I say to you? Should I commend you? In this matter, I do not commend you. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance for me." In the same way, he took the cup also, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be answerable for the body and blood of the Lord. Examine yourselves, and only then drink of the bread and drink of the cup. For all who eat and drink without discerning the body, eat and drink judgment against themselves. For this reason, many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. But when we are judged by the world, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned around the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when we come together to eat, wait for one another."
This summer, I received a lesson in waiting from a community of people called the Zapatistas. The Zapatista people decide everything as a community by complete consensus. We travel to the community, having sent questions ahead of time, to speak with them and learn about their struggle for rights and justice for the indigenous people of Mexico and for all people of the world. When we got there, we had to wait for about 20 minutes while they decided to let us enter into their community. Then, we had to wait half an hour longer as they paged through copies of our passports and recorded information about each of us. Next, we went to wait outside the meeting place of the Good Government Board for them to receive us. Once we were in, we were sent right back out to wait until they found our questions and decided on answers by complete consensus. Everyone had to agree on the questions they would answer, how they would answer them, and who would answer them. While we waited, we walked around the small community and ate lunch, where we sat and waited for the food for about an hour. When we were finally welcomed back into their meeting space after many hours of waiting, they answered three questions in about 15 minutes. Typically, all of this waiting would have driven me crazy. But we were waiting for something we had never seen before, in a community living a way we have never lived before. There was a peace in the waiting because we were waiting for unity. ready. We waited because peace takes time. I spent 10 days in Chiapas, Mexico, learning about a new way of life. I learned from people who do not define a community as individuals, but define an individual by the community, which include the land and other life as a member of the community. They had an understanding of their complete dependence and connectedness to the world, thus believed that their own struggle for freedom was a struggle for the entire world. The Zapatista people willingly gave what they could and what they had for the betterment of the community, and as a result, they received what they needed. Decisions were not made by a majority or by a powerful minority, but by complete consensus of those whose rotation it was to serve as leadership. Further, one did not lead by being guided by their own will, but by listening to the will of the community, the will of united humanity, the will of the body of Christ. The body of Christ, my brothers and sisters, does not exist in the bread and the wine. The body of Christ exists in the united people. Without one member of this body, it cannot function. The text read today requests that as we commune, we wait for one another, and that we do not take too much so that another goes hungry. Communion is supposed to be about community. It is supposed to be about peace. All should be welcome at the table and receive the gift of life through a meal and a promise, equally distributed. During the Last Supper, Christ did not approach each disciple individually. They sat together, and although his death was near, they consumed the very meal that gave them life together. The Son of God, throughout his life, dined with those on the fringes of society. In sharing the meal, we acknowledge that we are not gods. We are merely humans who depend on something far larger than ourselves to have life. It brings us all to the same level. It doesn't matter what sort of power we might hold. The money in our bank accounts is irrelevant. Each of our past actions becomes equally shameful. Every individual comes to the table hungry, sinful, and in deep need of the promise of life, accompanied by the meal that sustains us all. Communion is to be a humbling experience. One must come to the table vulnerable in front of their brothers and sisters, willing to look into the death and the dependence in another's eyes in order to have life. This is the body and blood of Christ given for you because you alone are not enough. The Zapatista community in Mexico has a great understanding of the dependence of humanity. In their struggle for freedom in Mexico, they are struggling for the freedom of humanity, for the world as a whole to live in peaceful community. They are asking for freedom to be human, to live together as humans united, welcoming our differences. The way they speak of this is by illustrating one world in which many worlds fit. To me, this looks like the body of Christ, each part with a different purpose, but each part fully necessary for the body as a whole. It is ironic that even in communion, a word that shares the same root as community, the body of Christ is divided. Certain people are only welcome at certain tables, and some have just stopped trying to come to the table altogether. Our sins killed Christ once. Do we really have to tear apart the living body as well? Christ promises present in the bread and the wine, in that the meal allows us to stay alive. It gives us life. Christ is truly present. The living body of Christ is present in a community that comes together, embraces all differences, acknowledges each individual's limitations as humans and gifts as children of God, and receives together the meal that sustains us. In recognizing our humanness, our brokenness, and our helplessness, we are able to humble ourselves and join together to receive the body of Christ. Receiving the body of Christ is not about holding out your palms to receive a piece of bread. It is about being in community with the people and land around you, recognizing your dependence in order to stay alive and to receive the freedom to be human. Yes, we are hungry and we need food to sustain our lives. Yes, we are sinful and we need the precious gift of forgiveness to receive new life. And yes, we disagree. I think it is safe to assume that many of you would disagree with something I've said in the last few minutes. But if we begin to define ourselves in terms of a community, we can and will receive the body of Christ, because the forgiveness we receive through Christ can and will leap the boundaries we have set in place. However, only when people are united and welcome one another's differences will the body of Christ live as a whole. So then, my brothers and sisters, let us wait together for life, let us wait together for peace, and let us wait together for the body of Christ. Amen.